Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Magnificent, my goodness, Tuesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to my man, Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, of course, the incredibly talented Mr. Carvin Wyans. Thank you so much for joining us yesterday. And be sure, family, to get his new hit single, of course, Once in a Lifetime, from his upcoming album, In the Softest Way, due out February the 19th of 2019. But you can also pre-order the album as we speak, beginning on October the 26th. So it is written, so it shall be done. So moving on today, an incredibly talented singer, songwriter, and producer right here in the Teddy Bear's backyard in Irving, up in Texas, the great state of Texas, my goodness. And she definitely is a captivating artist. Yes, she is. By the name of Miss Sydney, right? Her latest hit single, Time of Night, yes, Lord. So if you're here with the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very talented Sydney, right? My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and joining us today. I must compliment you. I love the single. You have been through a lot. You've experienced a lot that most people go through in a lifetime. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you, getting you on the program, was that when you have that much time to kind of sit back and recuperate and try to evaluate your life, what were some of the things that were going through your mind at the time of the accident took place, after everything was said and done?
I was surprised. I think I learned a lot about trauma and what it's like to, when from one day to the next, just like normal things are impossible. And it gives me a lot of grace for people who go through things like that. Like, my dad had a stroke 1 year, and I definitely don't think that I gave him enough. He couldn't all of a sudden talk, and it's just insane to go through that. So it gives me a lot more empathy, I think. That's what
You know, we all go through our trials and tribulations. One of the things that I've learned over time, that it does give you a greater appreciation for the things that we do have. I think all of us at some point in time, we have a tendency to take things for granted. And then we go through our own trials and tribulations, and we have a greater appreciation of what we have. For you being a producer, also being an extremely gifted songwriter, what were some of the thought process that went into when you started working on this single from the upcoming album?
For this particular single, it was it's just about hanging out with my friends on the weekend. Honestly, it's just about just about being with your friends and kind of like wasting time, but also like making good memories and having a strong connection to your community. That is what this song is about.
Okay. Strong connections. We truly find out who our friends are. We use the term friends very loosely, very loosely. When we go through situations, we really truly find out who really cares about you. How did it feel to you when you found out, when you were given and shown that much love and that much appreciation when you were going through that whole process of getting yourself completely healed, not just physically, but from a mental aspect?
Wait, what was the question?
What I was saying was that when you went through your ordeal, did it get a little bit overwhelming to showing the amount of love that you were getting back and people were really caring about your welfare, not just from a physical standpoint, but also from a mental standpoint to kind of regroup yourself?
Definitely. And even like August was really dark. I was in a wheelchair in August, and just sitting at home by yourself is like a huge thing. And I would literally get out all the letters that people sent me and reread them just to like feel that support again and to like get my mind right. It was a lot.
What is social media? I have an opportunity, when every artist that I've had the opportunity to converse with, and I always ask them, I said, how has social media helped them as far as being able to get their product out, especially when you're an independent artist? How has that helped enhance your brand and being able to help other people or making other people aware of the music that you're putting out?
I think that social media has made being an independent artist completely a viable career, because you're taking away the middleman that distributes your information and your music and your product, and you're feeding it right to the listeners. So I think that social media is probably the main thing that keeps my business going, is just this highway of communication that goes straight to them.
You know, I heard a lot of people say, you know, it's really challenging being an independent artist, especially when you don't have the machine behind you. And I said, you know what, it's a little bit of 50-50, because I think it's a great opportunity mm-hmm. to be an independent artist, because you have complete creative control over your product without having other people trying to tell you or create what you should be and how you should be. How does it feel to have that kind of level of freedom to be able to create your product that you feel proud of, that you put so much emphasis on as far as promoting and also the production aspect of your music?
Having that freedom, I think, is the only reason that I do this. I couldn't deal with constraints. And I don't even think that I even realize all the freedom that I have right now until it gets taken away, if it ever gets taken away. But I think that takes the heart and soul out of creating, if you're being told what to create and how to do it and when. And
I had an opportunity to look at your video, and to me the visual is incredible. Who came up with the visual concept for the video?
For Sage, that was all me, dude.
Oh.
That was so much fun producing that. I made this whole treatment and then got this team together and they made it happen. But so the visual, it's a lot about reflection. And so I had my friend Danielle made me this mask out of mirrors, and it's a metaphor for how people see other people in their lives. It's just they're projecting what they want to see onto that person, and then that person just reflects back what the original person looking at is seeing. And like, we go through life and we put our expectations and our opinions and our own brains and our own like thoughts onto other people, and that's what they are to us. And in reality, that's just a mask, like a covering that we're putting onto them. And in the end of the music video, there's like a transcended dancing queen, her name is Charlotte Yoon. She's my friend. She is the like transcended dancer queen in the water, and at the end I kind of become her because I take off my mask and become free of that.
Okay.
Free of everyone else's expectations that have been placed on me, all the reflection there.
I want to take it a step further. You say when you say removing a mask, a lot of us have a tendency to be somewhat leery, or we find it challenging to be that vulnerable or to allow people into our quote unquote inner space. How important is it to you as an artist to become that kind of receptive to that kind of vulnerability, to give people, to give the listeners a little bit more insight on who you are, not just as an artist, but also as a person?
I think that it takes a lot to become vulnerable like that. It takes a lot of, like, intention to take off a mask and let yourself be seen. That brings me back to social media, actually, because I like to post things that are unflattering on social media. I don't like to use it as a highlight reel. I don't think it should be that. I think it should be way more, like, honest than that. And that's why I posted, my mom hated it, but I posted injuries on social media, like, first thing, because I was like, if anybody's going to know what I'm going through, the only way to do that is to put it out there and just, yeah, bear it all. And yeah, taking off a mask like that is like, you have to be really intentional and know that anything can happen with that out there and just be okay with it. I'm not sure what the original question was, but that is my answer.
Right. I understand. Challenging. How do you find new ways to challenge yourself as a songwriter?
I like to make up stories. And
okay.
So figuring out a new way to tell a story, is my inspiration and my challenge. That's what I try to do.
Who were some of the, as far as artists, that really, I guess you kind of just really kind of vibe with? Some of the artists, like artists that just really had a very influential meaning to you as far as from a lyric or just telling stories from a story standpoint. Who were some of the people that you could just really kind of relate to more than others?
I really like Erykah Badu. I like how it doesn't have to be any form or like there's no outline. Everything she does is different.
Okay.
That speaks to me in the way she writes.
Okay. As far as you said, it speaks to you in a way that the way that she writes, it like comes with just the level of just doing things in an organic fashion, because a lot of times people try to contrive on what they want to write in a studio. But for you, is it better for you that things come just naturally organic in a creative process when you're doing your music?
Sure. Yeah. It's things that just come out all willy-nilly are kind of usually what I keep. As far as lyrics go, especially when writing, I'll like record myself playing through a chord progression and then just whatever comes out of my mouth, and then it just comes out, and then I'll re-listen to it, and then I'll start like writing the lyrics as I'm going over like what was coming off the top. Yeah.
Okay. What I find today in today's music is that the lack of artist development has been a great hindrance to artists. Do you feel that, for you being a songwriter, how important is it to you that you keep things, I don't use the term relatively fresh, but from the creative process, how important is it to you that you constantly challenge yourself to do things in a different manner? Because we get kind of comfortable in a certain way where you get the listeners drawn into a certain kind of music. And then all of a sudden, when you create new music, they expect the same thing. How important is it to you that you keep pushing the boundaries to constantly do something new and challenge the listener from a sonic perspective?
That is going to be something that I will learn as soon as I release my next project. So I have these 10 songs that are coming out on an album on November 9th, and Time of Night is one of them. I released it as a single early. And I probably won't be working with the same team that I used recording these 10 songs for the album next time when I start recording my next batch. So it's going to be different, and it'll also be the same because it'll come from like the same person and it'll be the same style, but it's going to sound completely different because I won't have the same producers in the same studio. So I don't think I know the answer to that question yet because I have not lived it, but I'll let you know.
Okay. That's fair enough. Do you, as far as arrangements are concerned, I find a lot of artists when they get in that creative flow or that creative mode, so to speak, it's like that Dr. Jekyll mentality. They want to experiment. They want to experiment with different things, adding different things into, incorporate different things into the music. What can we expect from the new album in November? From a musical standpoint, have you incorporated any strings? Is there a horn section, any rhythm guitar, just something just completely left that we just, something that we wouldn't expect from you?
There are a lot of, so I studied ethnomusicology in college, and I got to take a bunch of really cool classes, like studying music from all across the world. And so I used some of that in a few of the songs, and I also use it in my loop arrangements. I work with a looper, and so making vocal, like, percussive loops as an instrument in a part of the song is, like, one of my favorite things to do. And so we got to take a bunch of the loop arrangement tracks and put them into the produced versions. For instance, on Time of Night, there's like a doo-wop sort of background vocal. I use that in my loop arrangements, and I'm really proud that made it onto the album as well because, yeah. So basically background vocals with harmonies and kind of vocal sort of things are happening a lot in this album, and I really like that aspect.
Okay. Now, in the studio, it's one thing to create something. When you create something that you know that's special, that's unique, but then as the performer, when you get on stage, how important or how imperative for you as an artist that you take it to another level in a live performance?
I'm trying to keep the live show consistent with the album. And so I'm using backing tracks for the first time ever in the live show. And that actually feels way better than I thought it would. It feels really nice to have, and I'm also using the same players in the live show as I had record on the album. So it sounds like we're playing the album, and it's really awesome.
Okay. So what about as far as backing? Is there a different vibe as far as using live instrumentation instead of sometimes using as far as backing? Do you see any different or correlations as far as when you're doing a live performance?
It's a way more hype, of course, when it's live. especially playing with the backing tracks and for the playing the album songs, it's way more fun to play with people. I'm usually out playing solo.
Okay.
And also, we incorporate live looping in the live show as well. So we'll play like a couple of songs with the backing track, sounds just like the album, and then we'll bust it to live loop and just like create tracks in front of people and play through different songs. So so we deter a bunch from the album with little like novelties things like the looping. So
okay.
The live show is a lot more fun because anything could happen, especially with live loops.
Okay. Okay. No, I get it. I get it. Well, I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity we're being joined, of course, with the incredibly talented Sydney Wright. And we're going to get into her latest hit single, of course, called Time of Night. The new album will be available, you said, what, November the 19th? Am I correct?
9th.
November 9th. Just a hop, skip, and a jump away. So let's get into it with the Time of Night here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
We clung, wind up, winding down. Giving the ground a sip, we head home, head up, heading out. Pull up the whip, I'm coming out with all my ladies. Stepping in and standing out, the fellas waiting. Start sipping and smoking, no, never not holding. Huddle up, get a picture taken. We close the club down, let me get the last round. It's a party and it's popping, we got the beat dropping in our heads.
Updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website. That's at SydneyWrightMusic.com. You can also follow her and most importantly support her on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/SydneyWrightMusic. And also on Twitter. Yes, on Twitter at Twitter.com/TheSydneyWright. And also on Facebook. And be sure to purchase the latest hit single. It is available via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. I must ask, when are you planning to come to Houston? We would love to have you down here in the studio and perform.
Oh, I don't have plans to come to Houston yet, but I should.
We would love to have you.
Oh, thanks. I'll let you know if I ever make it down there.
All right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, family, get all the latest updates. Go to her official website. That's at SydneyWrightMusic.com. Thank you so much again for joining us, and consider this your home away from home, and whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. The very talented Sydney Wright here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Going to take a little quick two and two. Got to pay some bills. Pay the cost to be the boss. But in the meantime, let's get lost in some Cy Smith. Can't Get Over You here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Ooh. seems so hard to find real love, the love that is soft and warm. You know, there aren't many things in life that I can hold on to because I've been let down so many times. But I found a real joy in knowing you.
Take you back a little bit. Yeah, much simpler time with Switch here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you, of course, to the incredibly talented Sydney Wright. Thank you so much for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her latest hit single, Time of Night, available on all social media websites. And to get all the latest updates, stop by her official website. Again, that's at SydneyWrightMusic.com. And while I got you here, let's get into some new music. My man, here's the latest from the one and only Grammy Award-winning artist, singer-songwriter, Mr. Carvin Wines. Yes, Lord, from his upcoming album, In the Softest Way, with Once in a Lifetime, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Hey, work of art to me. Been around the world and never found a love so heavenly.
That we made it.
Just a Taste of Carmen Rogers, yeah, from her 2015 hit single, Beyond the Stage, here in the Zone of LOTO Radio. Well, family, it is about that time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. And for those who are tuning in late and missed the interview, hey, it's all right. The teddy bear has you covered. We're on iHeartRadio, so you can listen to the interview in its entirety. So all you have to do is pull up that app on your phone, type in LOTL, The Zone, and we got you covered. Also on iTunes, TuneIn, Spotify, and also Podbean. So it is written, so it shall be done. Again, want to send on a very special thank you to, again, once again, to Sydney Wright for joining us. But the Teddy Bear will be back on air tomorrow again, of course, yeah, at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we welcome Grammy Award-winning vocalist, yes, Lord, Miss Rebecca Haviland from Rebecca Haviland and Whiskey Heat, as we get into her latest hit single, You and I. Again, that's at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's definitely been a beautiful experience. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, all the supporters. Without you, there's no me. There's definitely no Zone. Without question. I want everybody to have a beautiful and always blessed day. Stay positive. And as in always, keep it soulful here in the Zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adina Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like me, I need a nasty brother that can satisfy me just for me.